start this. For that, we're just going to say she was sworn in prior to the meeting. And then we're going to not have that agenda item.
Recording.
Yes, sir.
Recording in progress.
All right. Running a little behind. Go ahead and call to order this regular meeting of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District Board of Directors. It is June 12, 2025. We are running late again. It is 18:13. Do apologize for everyone in attendance. We'll go ahead and start with our newly sworn in. Oh, I'm sorry, July 10th. I'm looking at the wrong agenda.
That's what I thought you said too.
I said June 12th. I'll amend my opener. It is July 10th, 2025, and it is still after 6, so I apologize. Director, would you please lead us in the pledge? I just start with I pledge and we'll come in again.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent one. Got to put you on the spot. We'll go ahead and recognize a moment of silence. Go ahead and move on. Item number 2, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on. Item number 3, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed, and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approval of board minutes. And 3C, review of response statistics.
So I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, 3A, review and approve of the board agenda with the exclusion of item 4 and item 8 to be discussed at a future meeting, 3B, review and approve of board minutes, and 3C, review of response statistics.
Okay, we have a motion. We will be discluding item 4 from this agenda. Do we have a second?
And 8.
And we'll be excluding 8 from this agenda as well.
Why do we need to include 5?
No. The motion was 4 and 8. We have a second. You say you second?
I second, okay.
Perfect. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Carries 3-0 with 2 absent. And just for the record, 4 we're not discussing because we had some server network issues and we weren't able to produce those. So those will be available hopefully by next meeting. We'll go ahead and move on to item number 5. We're going to
recognize
that Director Sullivan has been sworn in and that we will not be doing that during this meeting. So we're going to go ahead and move along to item number 6, discussion and possible action to adopt the 2024 International Fire Codes. Timothy.
Currently we are the 2018 Fire Code, which we adopted in 2019. So every 6 years, the state of Nevada, currently we adopt the a new fire code and building codes. So currently, we're looking to adopt 2024 fire code, the 2024 wild and urban interface code, and amendments to both. And then did write up a resolution. We were unable to find one for 2018. I'd be a good server. So that's all we're asking is to move forward. That'd be go into effect January 1st, given developers and all the engineers and such 6 months to work towards meeting the 24 requirements.
And Tim, that's the same. The council just approved building department to go to 2024 as well, correct?
Yeah, city council just adopted all the building codes, electrical codes, plumbing and mechanical codes for 24 as well. I think the electric code is 23. It's a different cycle.
And just for my own knowledge, Tim, when we adopt this, if we adopt this, is this a retroactive thing for everybody in town, or is this, you know, everyone's grandfathered in under old codes when they had that initial sign off by us? How does that work?
Any completed projects are already grandfathered in. It's just the future projects will have to require to meet the 24 codes, 23.
As of January 1st, you said?
As of January 1st. Yeah. So that gives us time to notice contractors and developers.
So maybe anybody with an existing permit?
They have 6 months.
Right.
If they're currently building right now, they're to 23.
Okay.
So we're advising people as they submit, they might want to consider the 24 code if it's not approved before January.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Okay. Any discussion?
I have just noticed some errors written on this, so can we just make sure that all these are signed and applied that have a few things to correct?
Maybe some typos in that.
Yes.
So I've created a draft so we can correct any errors.
Fantastic. I just want to make sure that it was something that we can address before it gets actually executed.
Which changes do you have?
Ordinance on that, amendments, 2Ms, Bureau of Fire Protection. There's inconsistencies of the being capitalized versus not being capitalized. So those,
start over.
And on this one, it was just protection.
Protection?
Yeah.
All right.
So going to come out and say spell check doesn't appear to be working on Word. It hasn't for like the last 8 weeks.
So servers, man. So servers.
So now I send everything to Casey. Proofread this. It doesn't work.
That's hilarious. All good.
They're just trying to like force you into Windows 11. You lose spell check until you upgrade at this point.
Probably.
This is my first attempt to write Princeton.
No, you did great.
Is this something, Tim, that we need to, are we under the gun to get this done now? Can you start noticing people prior to us approving this? We can come back next month and make changes for spelling and grammar issues.
I think we've got time.
Okay, so we'll just revisit it.
I think they have another, 30 days of noticing. They have a second meeting. It might be like in 2 weeks before they start noticing people in that.
On behalf of the district, I would not notice until approved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And there's not a whole lot of changes in it. The 2018 amendments that we had were included in the 24 actual text. So there's not, the amendment package is actually smaller than it was in 18.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on this?
then we probably do need to send it to legal, have legal look over it, and make sure it's spelled out.
The only thing that I would suggest is once you send it to legal and comes back to us, mm-hmm. that maybe the agenda item be the same language as the ordinance with the code versus the 2024 International Fire Code, because that's not the document that's being signed. I mean, it's not the heading on the document that's being signed. So I'll move to table it. I don't know that we need to do that, but.
I mean, we can make this discussion and take no action also.
Right.
And just, it'll be pending doc review and grammar spelling changes. Is that going to affect this in any way, Tim, if we were to change the North Lyon Fire Protection Ordinance number to 2401? Is that like a semantics thing? Or does it need to be that?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then that would...
I don't think we have any...
I think that I would check with follow in suit, because I believe that the city is the 2025, because that's the year
yes.
that it's adopted.
The year.
So I think that I would leave that for reference of when it was adopted. I think that year references when we...
It's your first resolution of the year.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. I thought you were saying that you were suggesting we go to 24 on that, because it also lines up with the document being a 24 code.
No,
the Did I misunderstand?
No, the language on the agenda.
Oh, on the agenda. I apologize. I see what you're saying.
Searching could be tough.
Yeah. Okay.
One says a one, one says a two.
There's
yeah.
two different.
But there's only one on the agenda.
Okay. I'm understanding now. I'm a little slow.
It's Friday.
It's the sun. All right. Any other discussion? Then I think we will go ahead and table for next meeting, and we'll just pen those changes. And expect to see those by next month, and we'll get it reviewed again.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and move along. You're already up there.
Yeah.
Item number 7, discussion possible action to use FireDo ITM for vendors to submit inspection reports to North Lyon Fire. Go ahead, Tim.
So, by code, everybody is supposed to submit their inspection reports, and we're supposed to be able to view them all. Currently, we don't have a program in place for it. I get emails from Desert Fire, Western Nevada Fire Protection District, and I've been saving those, and then I'll go and attach it to the occupancy record and first to, and prior to that was ImageTran. So with this program, after they complete the inspection, the vendors will actually upload the reports directly to first to for us. And they'll pay, I think it's a $20 fee per submittal. They get, according to first due, they get submit up to the unlimited number of reports at $20. And the other ones are all $20 per report.
Okay.
So if they do 17 systems in a building, then they got to pay 17 times for each submittal. So the first due, they get the $20 flat fee per submittal. Automatically uploads it to first due into the occupancy record. And then it'll also send out reminders when the district's letterhead that they're due for an inspection or if there are violations. With this program, there's no cost to the district to get it set up.
We're currently using first due for billing.
No, first due is pretty much all of our software from NFERS, EPCR, scheduling.
We switched over that a year ago,
yeah.
right?
Give or well, take. Yeah, we switched over NFERS and EPCR, and then we started adding modules.
Okay.
That we weren't inundated with 10 of them at once trying to figure them out.
Right.
And I imagine this is a pretty clean integration with what we've already got. It's a module that plugs in type situation as far as software is concerned. It's still... First due,
yeah,
I get them.
Yeah, it's still all first due. It's still all cloud based. Is all it is. It's a mechanism for the engineer, whoever's doing the submittals. They can do them right from their desk. They log into first due, find us in there, attach it, make their payment. He gets it. We're done.
Yeah.
And then on the inspection tab, their inspections will show up so I can see if they failed or if they passed. And if they fail, I can go in and see why they failed. And then we can follow it up with a physical inspection of our own.
I could see that being more efficient for us.
Yeah. There's Bricer, Compliance Engine, Liv, they all do the same thing, but I think staying with First Do, we got one platform, one login to keep track of instead of multiple different places to look at inspections.
Yeah.
So I do have a question. In the previous agenda item on the international code, it talks about the $20 fee on the ordinance 2025-02. Is that in reference to this First Do?
Yes, it's a reference to this one.
So in theory, these two go together.
This is, I'd like to send it off.
Currently, no one has to pay any fees when they just email them to you.
No,
so this
no
will
fees
be a new thing.
For setting it up on our side.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with what you're saying, Debbie, it might be best that we kind of keep these grouped, if you will, and we'll come back to this. Is that going to throw off anything on your end, Tim, if we were to come back to this next month mm-hmm. with your fire codes?
Are you needing a motion to add this to our platform?
Yes, I do. I got to sign a letter that they're adding it to
their platform.
To the platform.
For the users.
For the modules, right?
Yeah, for the modules.
Okay.
So
okay.
We need to sign that so they can get moving forward on that.
So I think that's what this agenda is. It's not talking about the submittal fees. The submittal fees are just part of your presentation. Because those will follow back on this.
Yeah.
And on the 25-2, it does say in here that this ordinance shall become effective 45 days after the adoption, which would be its own entity because it's not the same as the
code. It's not the same.
The code.
The fire code, yeah.
Right, okay.
And this will just give us time to notice vendors.
Right.
They need to start uploading their reports to First Do and getting them set up. So they have access to it.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Yeah. Anything else from you?
Thank you.
Okay, then I would move to make a motion to direct, well, I move to a motion that we add Fire Do IATM for vendors to submit inspection reports to our platform.
We have a motion.
I second. I'll learn, I promise.
No, you're on it. You're doing great. We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Right. Any opposed? All right. Motion carries 302. Thanks, Tim, for presentations. And then we'll hear back on that one for the fire code next meeting and get that hopefully sorted out.
I'll carry it for him. Nice try.
All right. On to number 9. Fire Chief report.
Excellent. Got a few things this month. I'll start off with Captain Mendoza's and my trip to D.C. Worth every penny going there. And Cap, if you want to jump in when I'm done, add anything. I'm going to keep it really simple, but we discussed our revenues to support current and future service demand, as well as FEMA with the FMAG, HMGP, AFG, and SAFER grants, where those money's going. At the end of the day, I don't care what branch it's under, but those monies need to remain available, not just for North Lyon or the state of Nevada, but countrywide. So they're very important. Anything you want to add on that?
Yeah, it was refreshing to see that prior to our arrival to their office, knowing how busy they are with everybody else in the state, they were having discussions prior to our arrival due to an outline that the chief sent to them, which created, they gave a baseline of what our concerns were for our community, and it became their concerns. To the extent where they've requested that we respond with them or correspond with them every 2 weeks to keep these things fresh on their minds within that office of the senator. Chief also offered to help assist with some bill writing, and he's going to be very helpful at that. It sounds like they're going to pull on him for some of those things. So the ripple effect of that visit is just going to not just be for the district and the city of Harmony, but countrywide. So I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, good comment on that. I'll be working with a senator out of Montana, as well as Cortez Masto's office for bipartisan bills.
Very cool. Good to see some exposure, like us having ourselves exposed at that level to hopefully help move some things around in the state and more local.
I'll tell you what was comforting was their interest in North Lion Fire from the senator's office blew me away, that it's their priority now.
So that's awesome.
Good to be heard.
Good.
Finally. Any more?
No, I just said finally.
Oh, yeah.
Good to be heard finally.
I said I'll put this place on the map. It's on the map.
It's good.
A little quick 4th of July update. Great participation from our support staff, so thank you to them. Phenomenal job. I do want to share that Fire did win the pig contest.
Yes.
So we will select a date on a weekend with everybody here, and they can borrow our barbecue and cook our lunch.
You can make them cook bacon?
Pork chops.
It has to be all pork based.
100%. That's what
whole
the pig's
pork sandwiches,
for.
Right?
I just wrestled that pig right now again.
There was a little bit of excitement that day. Trex had a outside trash fire. Our support staff actually arrived first and got knock on the fire. So kudos to them. Again, I wish they were here, but fantastic job. Put up a pretty decent column. Currently, we have 4 regional agencies that are taking lateral firefighters and offering up to $5,000 incentives to get them there. With that being said, I think it'd be prudent of us to stay ahead of the game. So next week, I'll be looking at opening up firefighter paramedic applications to at least have a list. Because if we lose 1, 2, or 3 folks, it's crippling.
So yeah.
We'll hustle to get that done. I think I'm gonna put a little bit more money in it and go nationwide.
On that note, do you have an estimated cost on what we could expect from that?
Oh,
or for
probably
that?
Less than $2,500.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty minimal. Good news here, we have been receiving some reimbursements from NDF. They still owe us about $400,000. Our number one priority are the distribution of back pay to employees that were previously frozen and grievance settlements. And we confirmed with finance today we will begin cutting checks next week on that just to make everybody whole, put that whole history behind us, and we'll move forward.
Awesome.
So that's good news. Safe haven issue. Over the weekend, you probably all saw in media, in the Reno area, Sun Valley specifically, a infant was placed in a dumpster and a bystander dove in, rescued the baby, called 911. That brought my interest. What is our plan, right? So Nevada is a face-to-face. Every police station, every fire station in the state of Nevada is a safe haven. However, it's got to be face-to-face. We can't use the boxes until legislation passes it, which we're not interested in because they cost about $25,000 just because of the alarm systems and so forth. So anyway, KC happily is building 2 new fresh safe haven boxes with formula, bottles, burp rags, the whole 9 yards, beanies, onesies. So in the event somebody feels they're struggling and need to drop an infant off, we can take care of them and get them to the appropriate facility.
And I think that, not to or just to kind of intercept. I think that when I looked into that, they can do that within the 30 days.
90 days in the state of Nevada.
It's 90 days.
90 days in Nevada. Every state's different. Somewhere between 30 and 90. Nevada is a 90-day state.
Thank you.
Along with this, we're going to launch a social media campaign. We'll also present it at City Council, just to remind everybody, because our young adults probably don't know that they can do this.
Yeah.
So we'll do what we can to help them in a difficult situation.
My son's 16. Will you take him?
You're well beyond 90 days, brother.
When they have the deadline, there'll be so many teenagers dropped off.
So close.
I have one more item. I'm gonna hold off on that one. That's all I got.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Chief. Any other questions for the Chief on his report? Okay.
Good, thank you.
Go ahead and move on. Reports of directors. Director Sullivan. Do you have anything to report?
I don't.
All right. Director Skinner.
Nope. I just think that the parade was great. 4th of July seemed to go off pretty successful. One thing I would like to see if we can add to the agenda is maybe roll call, so that it'll help office staff recognize, so just determining voices, recognize who was actually here and who was not here. So that we, when we have not a full quorum, they know who was absent. You know, so like for example, today we have Chair Paul Murphy, myself, Debbie Skinner, and Christine Sullivan. Absent would be J.E. Rodriguez and Allison Romer. Is that how you say her name?
Romer.
Just so that it would kind of help with the minutes and whatnot. I did want to bring up something that I had kind of sent, and I need to get with Chief on it. Sometimes it's easy to just send a quick email. And
not right now.
Not right. But what I would like to do, what I'd like to present, is maybe in the fall, like October, when we kind of get through the heat and whatnot, is to just kind of do an appreciation for the department, so that we can have a barbecue that includes their families, everybody in the department, just kind of as a thank you, not so much a recognition or a step or anything, just kind of a just firehouse get together with our fire family. So that's something
I'd
like to.
Let's talk out. I like that idea, and I want to bring awards back now that we have some revenues.
Yeah.
Maybe we can incorporate all that into one.
Yeah.
Big shindig.
I just think it'd be kind of nice. I mean, we do the and not discrediting the Christmas party by any means. We do a lot of Christmas party, but it's limited to who can attend.
Yeah.
And I think it would be nice to have a full family involvement for the fire department. So that's all I have.
I think it's a great idea. I like it.
I got one go back if I can real quick.
Please.
Just got it on my phone a little bit ago. It's about a heat wave for the next 3 days here. So hydrate, find some shade.
Yeah.
Hit a lake, do some fishing.
Right.
So you can
get to the closest water. Yeah.
Hide inside. All right. Welcome. Appreciate having you here. I know we already said it. And then, again, huge shout out to everyone who was involved and helped with the 4th of July stuff. I was working, so I'm sure it went great.
So I'll add on that. Love this stuff. It's just coming back to me. Sorry. It's like my Friday. Dan Hiles needs recognition. He pretty much took on everything. IAP coordinated everything. Let our career staff do what they need to do, respond to calls. So he did a phenomenal job.
Awesome. Huge appreciation to
How
Dan.
How was the boot drive?
Oh,
sorry.
Total. We still got some boots out, but at the end of the parade, we were right about $3,600.
Awesome.
So that blew me away. most people don't carry bills in their pocket. Usually they're change. But I think the social media worked. It was shared quite a bit. And it appeared that our folks watching the parade came prepared with a little bit of extra cash in their pocket.
I know that the individual's family member ran into me in the restroom. And she was very, very emotional and impressed on how fast and how quickly the fire department pulled together, and that it was quite an honor night.
The GoFundMe.
I don't know who. I don't. I. I think it was a sister, but I don't know. But she was very, very appreciative that the fire family would take over and help with that type of thing.
100% the family.
Yeah. So just wanted to express that. That was pretty cool.
To add on to that a little bit, the QR code for the GoFundMe is open, so that's going to stay open. We did challenge Lyon County Sheriff's Office, and they readily jumped on board. We are going to be serving at the Black Bear. I don't know if we have a solid date yet, Joe. We do.
Yep.
Just like we do for Children's Cancer Network, but all these proceeds are going to go towards that.
That's awesome.
August 13th, 4 p.m. to close will be Battle of the Badges, and Christella with Black Bear again is supporting that endeavor and is also getting a banner to post up a week before the event.
That's a Wednesday.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Is it a council meeting then?
I might be absent.
And we got one more too, tomorrow night at the Wine Lounge. Okay. All tips go to it as well.
Oh, very cool.
So great community involvement. I'm blown away.
Can we get some of those email dates from the directors?
They're happening as we're sitting here. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all day tomorrow? No time, just drop in
the evening. I don't have the time. I was just told by one of the firefighters that got that coordinated, and go do good things.
Cool.
Okay.
I guess I'll support a cause if it means I have to drink, I guess.
Good job.
And then that's great.
Oh, yeah.
And that's great.
Take one for the team.
I just have two more thank yous. One more thank you. Big thanks, Joe. And pass this amongst everybody. Really appreciate everybody in the local understanding the fiscal issues we've dealt with and being patient while we get that money to get you guys out your checks. So
yeah, absolutely. Can we hear that with us?
NBA on Dog Leg.
They're working another grinder right now, I think.
No, it's the same one.
It's the same one.
It's Dog Leg.
It's the same address.
Same address.
Oh, they should be good then. I just
wondered
if I should go. That's all.
Sorry. Are they having electrical problems?
Just kidding.
No,
you got to
change your shirt.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys acknowledging that. The membership absolutely understands where the district is. And the majority of our membership wants this place to succeed. So I'm just glad we're moving forward and things are getting paid now and things are catching up, so that's exciting.
Yeah. And I just, all the communication and working together has been great too, so.
Awesome, thank you.
It's a good trend. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't continue forward with what we've been doing. It's a good way to do business. So thank you guys very much. I will eventually go to one of your union meetings and do the same appreciation acknowledgement.
Every month.
Stop scheduling when I'm working, man.
I know it's your time, but I'm going to jump in if I can. Just some of the struggles, right? Things don't happen fast, first of all. I don't know if Joe knows this, but when I came here, one of the things that I wanted to implement was CAD. And I noticed somebody on the grease board in the station put, without CAD for 183 days. I don't appreciate that. However, we are working feverishly, and Lyon County is a different type of IT and proprietary beast, creating lots of challenges. This is definitely a 30-day job, and we're going on a year plus.
Yeah.
But we continue to work and move forward, and it is what it is here. So,
can you help me with the acronym?
CAD, computer-aided dispatching.
Well, that's when we're trying to get the reports and everything.
It's all, from the app base all the way to the MDCs, the mobile data computers, that will be installed in all the vehicles so we can get live information, we can respond on there. It's coming along. Fortunately, the state of Nevada has graciously assisted and let us get a tunnel into their server. We're working on first. They've never let a non-government agency into their server, and we're about that close to allowing them allowing First Due to jump onto their server.
So on this subject, how is Washoe? I mean, I imagine they're doing the same with Washoe County, and they've tunneled in.
Everybody's.
So this is just Lyon County.
It's just Lyon County. So the way it actually works is you go to the dispatch center, so that would be Lyon County. And these are my words and my words only. I feel Lyon County feels it's Washington, D.C., and they want that kind of security and nobody gets in. But again, just my opinion. I don't think anybody's interested in Lyon County's computer system and IT, so I don't know what the problem is. But yeah, it's about a 30-day process to get this done, and you know we're going on 14 months. I do have a meeting coming up with the county manager. Hopefully be discussing some of the struggles here. And just complete lack of any care of emergency response, in my opinion.
Do we have any support or conversation with our commissioners in our area that serve on Lyon County?
So I've met with Jacobson several times on it, and I'll give you the answer that I get. I'm outvoted.
Okay.
So we'll see. I'm going to try the county manager next. Been through the commission, been through IT, been through Josh Foley. Just keep chewing on people, and something will have to break somewhere down the road.
I appreciate your tenacity.
It's going to happen.
It just seems like a simple thing.
It is very simple. Eastport jumped on it, and they had theirs done in about 10 days. And they're on the Spillman system, just like Lyon County.
Crazy.
Okay. Well,
we'll visit D.C. again about that later.
Every 2 weeks.
All right. That's all I had. That was like reports from everyone all over again, guys. That's great. Staff? Staff / fire marshal. Since you're still not on here, Tim.
No. I don't have one. I have been working on installing the mounts for the MGTs once we get cat running. Not in a big hurry because we're still working on it. Last year for 24-25 fiscal year, we received just right around $106,000 for plan MGTs. And that's down $75,000 from the previous year. That's it.
All right. Sports staff.
We went to church on the 4th of July. There was this big black thing in there. And a stage over off work, didn't see anything. It was lots of fun.
Was that in their usual dump burn pit that they always have fires in?
And Karen Wagner, not related to Paul Wagner, were both at the first aid station when it happened, so we all went over there. Paul did inform us that he had keys to everything, and any place we needed to go, he could get us in. And when he got there, he went over to talk to JT because he was the RC. And before we left, I did have to ask for them to send Paul back.
Sounds like it was a stockpile of finished materials.
Oh,
it's a pretty interesting maze back there with fire nodes. So.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to get trucks back there, too, because they're not very organized with how they line their stuff out.
Yeah, and their hydrants are hidden by all the stacks of material.
And we can have an inspection, huh?
Time for a fire inspection.
They're self-inspected. It came back good.
Yeah, right.
It was cleared out because the fire burned it all.
Self-mitigated, man.
Yeah, we saw the smoke, and my daughter says, Mom, what do you think that is? And I go, oh, that's trucks.
Mm.
How do you know that?
Mm. It's all the black poly.
Right?
That is living cancer.
Yep. All right. Local 4547.
Joe Mendoza, local 4547, president for the record. We discussed Black Bear Battle of the Badges with the sheriffs and the fire department coming. The cops are claiming they got beat up by the firefighters in the pig contest.
that we were the aggressors this time. So actually, it's pretty funny. Everybody's, it was a good time. It was super awesome. This is the fourth year since it's happened, and so right now it's 2-2, so next year for the big 4th of July and America celebration is going to be a big deal for us, that tiebreaker. This year, though, a wager was placed, and the wager was whoever loses has to do a luau for the other department. So we got the pig at Deputy Lynch's house being raised, and sometime next year before the 4th of July celebration, we'll execute a luau for both departments and have a good time with it. So it's turning into something that we're going to do annually, which will be nice.
Is it the same pig that you wrestled?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It almost got away again because I took it out of the cage to put it in the pen and try to take off. I had to jump on it again. Yeah, so that was fun. We did the boot during the parade. That was awesome. We're looking into preparing our rigs and everybody for helping our neighbors out and for this fire season that's has had an erratic fire behavior, since May. So all our membership is getting on board and making sure that everything's tied ready for that. So, other than that, DC trip was great. I believe it was extremely productive. And I feel that conversations with the cities have become more productive now that we got different leadership. So other than that, I think we're going in the right direction.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Very well.
All right, City of Fernley. your name for the record, please, sir.
All right, Joe Mendoza, City Council Member, Ward 5, accepting donations for next season. Things are moving along with the city. Nothing too crazy. We are looking at some amendments and things that, would be nice for the fire district to be involved with, and looking forward to having relationships and productive conversations between the city and the district. So,
yeah.
Stay tuned.
I did have something to add. The Canal Wine Lounge is this Saturday from 6 to 9.
Oh, okay. Saturday.
We're going to have live music from 6 to 9. And on the 4th of July, when they were going around with the boot, one of the vendors donated a metal, well, it's an animal plant, to be auctioned off in support of Brandy. And they went back over and got their picture taken with it because they weren't there when it was donated. And the gentleman that donated is on the fire department down in Arizona.
No, you said 6 to 9 p.m.?
6 to 9 on Saturday.
At least somebody had it.
Awesome. Thank you, Becky. All right. Moving on. Item number 11, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any closing public comments? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Item number 12, adjournment. I need you guys to, let's be more serious. This is
recording
serious
stopped.
Business.